Blog Talk Radio.
Well, well, well. Here we are. Do I have my lovely, lovely, lovely co-host on? Do I got Precious on with me today?
Present here. Yeah, I was trying to think of what they say of at school. Like, dang, has it been that long since I've been to school? Sheesh. Yeah.
You know,
so yeah, present.
People be wanting to be fancy, like present, presente. You know, like stop it, guys. But yes, we have a pretty good show, pretty great show actually.
Yeah.
We got a special guest. We have a very special guest. You know, do you want to kind of interact, Pete? I mean, I know I've ran my mouth for the first 5 seconds.
No. I'm the co-host here. You can introduce her.
All right, and I hope I'm saying her name right. We got the lovely Amira Shanice. We got her.
Yes. It's so exciting because, you know me, I'm always up looking, prowling.
I know
like
you are.
Like a stalker. So when she accepted our invite, right, I was like, yay. Another awesome person to get all into the rainbows with.
But you know what? No, don't do that. Don't do that. Because you know what? I know what you was going to say. In tune.
Don't pull my card.
I love
don't
it.
Pull.
I
no,
love it.
I have
that.
To
don't
learn.
Don't hold back like that.
No, I have to learn how to segregate, man.
We merging. It's all good. I like that. Don't hesitate. But just a brief intro. If you're on the line, Miss Amira, press 1 so we can go ahead and bring you on. But I do want to tell people a little bit about you before we bring you on. She is the creator of a web series I had no idea existed because, like, I was really feeling some type of way about all the web shows. Like, I'm like, man, what's really going on? Like, you got some shows that they stopped doing whatever they were doing. They just stopped, you know, no series finale, no nothing, you know, and you're left looking like, what's this? You got us hanging. You left us hanging, you know, so it's good to see somebody that has something that's consistent going on. And her web series is called New York Girls TV. So definitely look that up on YouTube. Check it out. All one word, New York Girls TV. But without further ado, we're gonna be pulling some rabbits out of our hats today with this interview. But I think we got her on, Pete. I think we got her on. Are you ready?
Yay! I'm ready. I've been ready all week, damn it. Bring her on.
I know. I've been excited. Let's do this. Hello. Do we have the lovely Amira Shanice with us today?
Hi, ladies. It's Amira, by the way.
Amira,
oh,
yes.
God, I've been saying it wrong this whole time.
It's okay.
It's just one of those names, you know, it could go either way.
You know, it really is. I'm used to it. I've been called Amira all my life. I'm great. Thank you for having me on.
Yeah.
Awesome.
We're glad that you are here with us today.
Yeah.
So you want to kick off or you want me to kick off?
Look, I'm going to let you do the kickoff today. Go ahead. Let's
Yay!
Do it. Let's do it.
So the one thing I wanted to know, you know, can you pinpoint the moment when you felt like you were at least on your way to becoming, you know, the screenwriter that you are? And did this validation come from within, or did someone else say to you, you know what, you're an excellent writer, why don't you put this on a screen so other people can gain from it? How did you pinpoint that actual moment when you knew that this was something that you can make in your writing, turn your writing into something like this?
You know what, it was not a specific moment I can really pinpoint, but I've been, you know, writing all my life. I have wrote a lesbian, like an erotic fiction novel, and I got a lot of good feedback from that. And my friend who is actually on the show, she plays Cameron, her name is Misha, and she's like, she read my book, and she's like, yo, you should really make a web series. And I was like, no, you know, she kept bringing it up, and I just you know, brushed her off. And then I remember watching another web series, and I was like, you know what, I'm going to do it. And, you know, I called her up, and it just took off from there.
Yay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm glad you did, because I swear, we was running out of, like, we was running out of options. I was watching you guys, you know, on YouTube, watching some of that series. I'm like, somebody please come and save me.
It's not too many, you know, lesbian series. It's really not.
You know, and of, like, quality. You know what I mean? So I really appreciate what you're doing and, you know, the type of quality material that you're putting out as well. But, you know, with all of that, what did you find to be the most challenging part of creating the web series?
The most challenging is, oh, my God, it's challenging in general. Just, you know, just as far as the process, you know, getting the entire cast together and, you know, I have to kind of, it's different personalities and you kind of just have to hope everyone gets along. And then, you know, they have to, you know, develop into this character. And, you know, so that's challenging in itself, is just as far as the casting process. But, you know, that was really towards the beginning, like, because now everything is really easy breezy. Like, I love my cast. And, you know, editing, writing, it just comes even better now because we're in the season. So, yeah, that was my most challenging, I would say, the casting process.
Okay. Right. It's even more challenging because I'm not one of the members there. You know? No, I'm just kidding. But anyway, going into the next question, did you find that when you were writing and, you know, drafting everything together, did you find that your first drafts were overwritten or underwritten?
No, actually, because I really didn't even edit my first draft. Like, everything I, like, outlined, I ended up using. I kind of, you know, added to it. But for the most part, no, it didn't change. Like, my draft was, that was it. I did everything I planned out to do, you know.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Well, watching the series, one thing that I noticed was, like, and not to really just keep comparing it to other shows that have been on, but I swear, like, your cast members seem pretty much like naturals, as opposed to some of the other stuff I've seen with other people, and I'm just like, please stop talking. Like, cut it out. So my question for you is, when you were choosing, you know, when you were choosing the cast members, what was something that you were specifically looking for, or was there anything that you were just really looking for before you started casting people? And how did you decide, okay, this is who I'm going to choose for this role?
You know, I'm a I go off of people's vibes. So a lot of the girls, before they even opened their mouth when I saw them, and I was like, oh, that's her. I know I want her to play this character. So I go for, you know, of course, personality. I want them to be relatable to the character. Not too much because, of course, it's acting, but, you know, I want them to, you know, kind of be similar to the character already. That makes it so much easier, you know, as far as the casting process. But, yeah, that's my thing, just going off of their personality and, you know, and their vibes. I like good vibes, so.
Okay.
Yeah, the girls are, they're natural with it. They really are.
Right, which makes it awesome because it was like, when, you know, me catching it, because I do not watch any of those type of shows, to be honest with you. I don't. I'm just like a one-channel chick, and I'm trying to break that mold. So coming across your, you know, your whole layout and everything like that, it was interesting because, you know, I always hear about it from Phoenix. She's like, oh, have you watched? And I'm like, no. Maybe I'm not a lesbian. No, I'm just kidding. But anyway, it's really laid out, and I love the one that you have out. Let me just go to it really quick. Perfect timing.
Yeah.
I thought it was really, I thought it was really, really cool how she just called up and was like, can you come over? And she's like, I'm outside. And I'm like, yes, that's what I'm talking about.
Perfect.
Because I put myself in that whole moment. So that's what it's really all about. So what do you think, you know, makes your script stand out? Because as Phoenix says, she watched a lot of them, and she even started watching now the guys, you know, because she was running out of women to watch. So what do you think?
And they're terrible.
What do you think particularly make your script stand out to your viewers?
I think one thing about New York Girls, it's telling a story, but it's also telling a story of these characters. Like, that was one thing. I wanted people to get attached to these characters, so you want to keep watching, you know? You feel like you know this person. And I feel like a lot of series, they kind of miss that. They have the drama, you know, the action, but that character, when you feel like you know that person, you're going to continue to follow. You want to know what they're doing, you know? So I think that's the biggest thing that separates New York Girls from everyone else. I feel like it really tells a story, and you get to know who these girls are.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
Right.
I like that. What for you has been the most rewarding part of, of creating a web series so far?
The most rewarding, I would say just all the love like I've been getting just from the viewers and even from the cast, like just seeing them develop and really, you know, from coming into an audition to being a part of this family and just seeing their growth, I think that's honestly the most rewarding. Because it's like, oh, like my little babies, like I get to watch them grow up.
True. So that's amazing. And, you know, outside of writing, you know, producing and all those wonderful things that you do, what else do you actually get into?
A little bit of everything. I'm really like, well, of course I'm a creative person, so I love the arts, theater, like anything going on in the city, I try to, you know, keep an ear out. But this show is like taking over my life, so I haven't been doing anything honestly yet. You know, I really haven't. But yeah, I'm just like every other girl. I like to shop, I like to go out to eat. That's about it.
Right.
Perfect.
Right. I have to get back on that. Shopping.
You know, what, shopping? Yeah.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Burning holes in credit cards. Like, well, she said all girls do it. I know I'm good for it, but I've been in, you know, therapy
on
about
lunch
this.
Lunch break, though.
Right?
You don't lunch
shopping
break,
on lunch break.
Right. Come on, when you have a 2-hour lunch break, what are you going to do?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's
exactly.
I do a
thank
lot
you.
In 2 hours.
I'm telling you, nails, toes, you know. But anyway. Anyway. Sorry, Fiend.
No, it's all good. So you said that this is kind of taking over your life with this show and everything. How do you just kick back sometimes? And, like, how? What are some ways outside of shopping?
Mm-hmm.
But you just sit back and you're able to just relax. Like, how do you just wind down?
My wind down is coming home to my warm, cozy apartment, watching my favorite show, probably Scandal, or maybe listen to, you know, some music and open a nice bottle of wine, and I'm good. That's my relaxing right there.
Red or white? Red or white?
Red.
Oh Lord.
Definitely red.
Yes, red is the one that will put you over the moon, boy.
It is.
Hey, I thought she was going to say she likes to come home to her warm, cozy woman. That's what I thought.
Oh, I wish. I'm seeing single right now, so.
Uh-oh. I know some ears perked up. I know some ears perked up.
Are you calling me out?
But I said, you know, but why? So why? Because she says she's consumed. What? She's consumed with her show.
I know. That's fair.
There's nothing wrong with that. You know what it is? I think that once she goes, and you know, you can stop me any time you want to. But I think that it's kind of cool that she is single, because it's just like she can put her all and not get distracted.
Right.
And then when she comes across someone that's amazing, then it'll all be worth it, because she's around so many diverse characters and women with personalities. It's just like, okay, if I couldn't deal with this personality before in a relationship, now I know I can because I deal with such and such on the show. You know what I mean? So it's like she just gets that whole range of different personalities to work with. So now when that relationship comes, she's like, damn, I could do this because, you know, such and such plays this role. So, yeah, I'm kind of with that. But like I said, I know a lot of ears perked up like, yes. Anyway.
Don't even matter to them now.
Like, call me, ladies. Oh, so cute. I love it. I love it. I love it. So how do you come up with, like, different show ideas? I mean, I'm creative on another level, different side of creatives. But how do you come up with it? Because it seems like sometimes it takes me, like, 10 years to make a second sentence in a paragraph. How do you do this? What's your writing process?
You know what? My process is like all over the place. Like I try to start like literally with an outline and write down everything I want to happen in the episode. Then I'll see, maybe just riding a train, I'll see something happen. Then I'll just write it down like, oh, that would be, you know, I just come up with different scenarios in my head, and it just kind of all comes together. Like, I get inspiration from so many things. Like I said, from riding a train to watching another movie, and it just kind of, you know, pops in my head. And now that the season, you know, it's better now because I'm further down, you know, in the season. So you kind of already have a story to go off of.
Right.
Yeah, but the first few episodes, it was really like, what am I going to do? What do I want to tell? You know, what story am I trying to tell? But, yeah, I kind of just, you know, get inspiration from everything and just jot it down. And my girls, the cast will help, too, like, oh, this should happen. And I'm like, oh, that's dope.
Right. Yeah. And that's good that you take their suggestions, right, Fiend? You know, some people be like, you just do what I say. How about that? You know,
you'll be like, can you not?
Oh, yeah, I always listen to the suggestions. I may not use all of them, but, yeah, I try to.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. That's fair.
Now we know it's all out there because Precious dragged it out about you being seen single. But for you, what would you feel like is the mental equivalent of a G-spot?
Of a what?
A G-spot?
Of a G-spot, yes.
The mental equivalent of a G-spot?
For you, yes. Because everybody's listening now, so.
That's a tough question.
That was a good question.
I know, right?
Mm-hmm. I want somebody to ask me that.
And just one thing? I don't know. Like,
Oh, you got more than one? Well, yeah, feel free to share.
No, but mentally, I do like to be mentally stimulated. Like, a great conversation for me, that's my thing.
Right.
I get turned on by words, I should say. Not even really using big words and, you know, trying to sound smart, but the conversation in general, like, talk to me about everything. I don't want to hear about your timeline or Love and Hip Hop. Like, you know, let's talk, like, goals. What are you trying to do? What are you working towards?
Who's
I love
talking
that.
About the timeline?
No, you don't.
Have you ever been with someone and they're just scrolling on Instagram? Like, why are we on a date right now?
Oh, my God. Why are you on Instagram? Why are you talking to her? Are you kidding?
Exactly.
People don't know what to do. You know what it is? You know, I don't care how old you are, and I don't care if people say, oh, if you date someone older because the ones that's younger. I mean, you can find someone younger who carries themselves better than the older one. So it's just all based off of individuals' mind frames.
Mm-hmm.
And I really just think that people that are on dates, when you're with an intelligent, beautiful individual, like, they don't know what else to do. So that's why they do what they do.
I know what to do. Don't be getting
But you know what? That's, you know, of course you know what to do. I know what to do. You know what I mean? But at the same time, everybody don't know what to do with a intellectual, sexy, you know, confident individual. They just kind of like become these kids. And once you see that, that's sure a fire sign, ladies, to run. Don't ever think it's cute and don't never give it a break. Like, I'm going to let it slide today. Because when you do, it's a setup. Believe me, take it from experience. Don't let it slide. Okay, you see them on their phone, be like, this is the last time you'll see me. Okay. Thank you.
Oh,
okay, moving on. So what's your sign?
I'm a Gemini.
Gemini women.
Right now.
Yes.
Right, look that up for me, Fiend.
Oh, God, here we go.
Look it up. I don't really know. I don't really know too much about Gemini women. I really don't. Can you tell us a little bit about your personality as a Gemini?
I am picky. Can be indecisive. They say we're bipolar because we
what?
Like our mood. They say bipolar for Gemini because our mood can change so quick. Like, and that's true. I can be very moody. I really can.
I know the men are.
So.
Yeah.
My little brother, bipolar. Shout out to you, brother, if you're listening.
Don't put him out like that. I dated a Gemini. And sometimes she couldn't even remember the stuff that she did with me if I was talking to two different people. Is it like that with all Gemini?
It's not that extreme. Like, answers. I don't remember. I'm not going to just pass out and just forget what just happened.
Oh, okay. Let me know what's happening because I don't need that, you know. I know
imagine.
Y'all are the same side.
Imagine her being a screenwriter and then forget. Like, that would be not
like,
good.
What? I had a show?
That's another story right there. There you go. You got you a storyline.
Right? That right there.
So, you know.
Oh, I can't handle it.
I don't
want to
look up the compatibility right now because I've already, like, been there with the Gemini's. But it was only
yeah.
You know, I'm open. But anyway, moving right along. So,
right.
My next question for you is this. When you are writing, because I got it on, I mean, you're an erotica author as well, correct?
You said I'm in the what office?
Erotica.
Yeah.
Okay. Now we can get to the question at hand. All right. So do you take a lot of, say, maybe experience, that you've had or experiences that you've had and put it into your writing, or do you take things that you want to happen and put it into your writing, or do you just create something on the fly?
Really, it's all the above. I've used, you know, situations that I've gone through or stuff that, you know, I want it to happen. I'll use that too. It's kind of, it's really both, yeah.
Interesting.
Right. I love it. I love it all. It all reflects. So when is the next season coming out? I mean, that's what I want to know.
April, late April.
Okay, in April. And can you give us a little, like, hint to what to expect?
I don't want to give away too much. Just
don't give away too much. A hint, like that. A hint.
Just expect to see, I'll say, a different side to Cameron. Expect to see Maya doing some things out of the ordinary as well. And expect to see some new faces.
Yay! That's exciting. And if anyone that was located in New York and they were interested in auditioning for you for any possible roles, how would they go about that if you were looking?
Yeah, definitely. Just email me. You can email me newyorkgirlstv@gmail.com. And just send me a photo, you know, what you're interested in, you know, playing a main character or just, you know, extra. And, yeah, we'll go from there. And I reply to all my emails, too.
Yeah, she's pretty awesome in that, which is a good thing because I do curse people out regularly. Like, why has it been 3 weeks? No, I'm just kidding.
I check my email like text message. Like, I may not text you back, but my email, I check that often.
Like, yeah. Absolutely. And where can people go to stay in tune with you?
You can, well, definitely subscribe on our YouTube channel, New York Girls TV. Same Instagram on Twitter as well, New York Girls TV. And then for me, it's Amira, A-M-I-R-A, Shanice, S-H-A-U-N-I-C-E.
Yeah,
I'm everywhere, Instagram, Facebook.
Well, I added you on Facebook, but I mean, I know you probably, like, swamped with requests, so I didn't take it, like, too hard. But you
right,
know,
that
I
you didn't add her. No, that's just, right, like they, that you didn't add her yet, you know. No, I'm
yeah,
just
I'm
kidding.
I'm going through now. I'm going to approve you. I got you.
You okay. That would be awesome. That would be awesome. Well, we just want to thank you so much for taking the time to come and chat with us on Rainbow Rendezvous.
Yeah, sure.
It's really, really been fun.
Yeah.
Thank you guys for having me. I enjoyed you.
Oh, wow. How did you enjoy? No. Yeah, like, I was going to say, how did you enjoy us?
Right. Y'all are too cute. Like, we got to do this in person. Y'all are awesome.
Yeah, I'm in New York, love, so anytime we can hang out. Anytime. So, guys, that was the lovely, lovely, lovely New York Girls TV screenwriter, producer, and writer. Whoa.
You're
like a
quadruple
threat, man. So, ladies, have your boots tied up if you want to approach her.
And,
seriously.
And if you guys have questions, yeah, hit the number one. I do see we did have a call on here. If you have a question that you wanted to ask or any feedback, definitely press the number one and we can take the call. But heck, you know, I'm happy with what just happened. That was dope. Thank you again
for
coming on the show and kicking it with us. We hopefully will have you back soon. And I think that's it. Prentice, tell them where they can find you on social media.
You talking to me? They know where to find me. TheIntuneShow.com, period. And you can definitely catch her on an upcoming broadcast of The Intune Show as well. So we'll have her all over the place. So you guys won't get enough of her.
And that's all I have to say. That's all you got.
That's all I got, man. And tune in next Sunday.
Before you dip, tell me. Make sure you check out SimplySabuni.com.
Oh,
it's
Lord.
Amazing. They got a contest going on, too, and I think that you need to check it out. It's got all handmade body essentials, just some real good stuff. Got the activated charcoal for your skin, help you clear up, you know, any little thing that you got.
Stop embarrassing me.
All right.
Thank you.
But, yeah, you can find me everywhere at Phoenix.9. Check out the website to view the stories that we got up there, rainbow-rendezvous.com. And just, you know, kick it with us. If you're just coming in, you can always come back and listen to the show later with the link. Because you just missed our special guest. Because I see people are coming in now. It's all good, though. It's all love. But we out.
That's it. Have a good one, ladies. Thank you.
Talk to you guys next time.
Later.